303. Jesus with John the Vendor and Syntyche at Nazareth. 16th October 1945.
Master. Master. Master.
The three shouts of John the Vendor, who coming out of his little room, to go to the fountain and wash himself. Coming from it, awake Margium, who runs out of Mary's room wearing only a short sleeveless tunic, still barefooted, with eyes and mouth. Shout.
Jesus is here.
And runs at full speed, to climb up to Jesus' arms. The shouts awaken also Syntyche who sleeps in Joseph's and who comes out after a few moments, already dressed but with her dark plaits only half done, and hanging loose on her shoulders. The boy still in his arms, greets John and Syntyche, and urges them to go back into the house, because the north wind is very strong. First, carrying the half-naked Margium, whose teeth are chattering, notwithstanding his enthusiasm. He puts the boy near the ready lid, and where Mary is busy warming some milk in the boy's clothes, so that he may not catch a cold. The other two do not speak. The personification of ecstatic joy. Jesus, who is sitting with the boy in his lap, while the Blessed Virgin wraps him up quickly in the womb, looks up and smiling says to them,
I did promise you that I would come, and Simon Zealot will be coming today or tomorrow too on an errand. But he will soon be here, and we will be together for many days.
Margium is soon dressed, and his little cheek, still with the cold, color once again. Jesus puts him down, and goes into the next room followed by everybody. Mary, go the boy by the hand, and she reproaches him kindly.
What should I do to you now? You disobeyed. I said to you, until I come back, instead you came before.
John's shouts awoke me,
replies Margium apologetically.
That is exactly. To stay in bed, while one sleeps is no obedience, and there is no merit in doing so. You should have been able to do it, because it exacted your willpower. I would have brought Jesus to you, and you would have had him all to yourself, without running the cold.
I did not know that it was so cold,
but I did. It grieves me to see you disobey.
No, Mother, it grieves me more to see if it had not been for Jesus I would not have got up, even if you had forgotten me in bed without any food. My beautiful mother, give me a kiss to know that I am a poor boy.
Mary takes him in her arms and kisses him, stopping thus the tears running down his cheeks and making him smile. Thomas.
I will never, never, never again disobey you.
Jesus in the meantime, is speaking to the two disciples. He in progress in wisdom, and as they state that everything becomes clear to them through Mary's words, he says,
I know. The supernatural of God becomes clear light also for the most hard-hearted people when spoken by her. But you are not hard-hearted, and thus from her teaching.
You are here now, son. The teacher becomes a pupil once again.
Oh, no. You will continue. I will listen to you as they do. I am only the son these next days. Nothing else. You will be the mother and teacher. You are so even now. I am your firstborn and first pupil, and they, and Simon when he comes, are the others. See? The world is here. The world of the future and the little pure Israelite who will not even be aware of becoming the Christian. The world, the hero and the zealot. Mankind and John, the Gentiles and Syntyche. And they all come to you, the Holy Mother who gives the milk to the world and to centuries. How many mouths have desired to suckle at your breast, and how many will do so in the future? Prophets long for you, because the nourishment of man was to come from your fertile womb, and my followers will seek you to be forgiven, defended, loved, like as many Margiums. And blessed are those who will do so. Because it will not be possible to persevere unless grace is fortified by your help, Mother full of grace.
Mary looks like a rose in her dark dress, as she blushes, so much. A splendid rose in a very humble dress, of coarse dark brown wool. They knock and Mary of Alphaeus, James, and Judas, the latter laden with pitchers of water and faggots. Their joy to meet again is reciprocal, and it increases when they learn that the zealot that Alpheus's sons are fond of him is obvious, even without the words spoken by Judas in reply to his mother's remark commenting. Mother, just in this house and one very sad evening for us, he showed us the love of a father, and still has that love for us. We cannot. He is for us the father. We are for him his sons. Which sons do not rejoice in seeing a good father? Mary of Alpheus's pen. Then, being very practical even in her grief, she asks,
and where will you let him sleep? You have no room. Send him to my house.
No, Mary. He will live under my roof. But it is soon. Vintage will sleep with my mother, I with Margium, Simon in the workshop. Nay, we had better prepare at once. Let us
go out into the kitchen garden, while the two Marys go to do their work in the kitchen.